All right, so we're back.
Yes, we are. I did see a movie. I was going to do one of my famous movie reviews maybe a little later in the show.
One of your famous movie reviews?
One of my infamous movie reviews.
All right.
That I tried to use to get me a show on Sirius, which was vehemently denied.
All right, wait a second. You... Explain this to everybody.
You I came up with a concept, which, you know, for, you know, Howard Stern was on Sirius. He's got these two channels. He's got a program 24 hours a day. And I was, like, revitalized with the whole notion of this new satellite radio and how innovative it was and how anything goes.
You're using a lot of big words there.
Whew, my brain is killing me.
I know. I can see your fucking veins pulsing.
Yeah, my head is seeming to smell the wood. So,
go on.
I was like, no, how? I came up with an idea. You know, there's no new cool person out there reviewing movies. It's always the same old fucks. Like, you know, the same boring review about some stuffed shirt reviewing a movie that he didn't like, which I might like, especially if I smoked ample amount of pot before I went to go see it.
Okay, so you're kind of representing the potheads then?
Yeah, there's no, like, pothead movie review, you know, normal everyday movie review. There's always some jerk that really isn't in my demographic that would, you know, why would I trust his opinion? And there's no one out there that really gives an honest review about a movie. Like, go see it because you get to see Kate Beckinsale's tits, you know, like...
You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, shit like that. Shit that we really need to know before we go see a movie.
All right, so you're trying to get this show going on Sirius.
Well, yeah, no, I had intentions of having you involved with it and Big Black Reg, who we can't get a hold of anymore. I hope he's okay. And I was going to do like an everyday movie review and maybe talk about the movie business and, you know, TV and just have like a little bit of an entertainment show. You know, my first guest, thanks to DJ Demonfire, was Jodie Foster. Interview Jodie Foster is my first guest. Now, who the fuck does that? Who's doing a demo show, gets a 2-time Academy Award winning actress, Jodie Foster, to call in as their first guest?
That'd be you.
That would be me.
That'd be you.
And I was still denied a radio show.
Well, all right. So, as part of this radio show, you're going to do movie reviews and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you're
trying to keep that. We should keep that as a segment on the show. And, you know, of course, if you've seen the movie also, you can always chime in. But I was looking at some of the rags the other day, and I guess Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen's bodyguard has come out with a tell-all book, or he's revealing everything about them. And it's pretty interesting shit. Basically, he's revealing that they're pretty much sluts.
Really?
Chain-smoking sluts.
Who would have thought those two little girls?
Yeah, those innocent little girls. Yeah, Uncle Jesse, can I touch you? Uncle Jesse, can I randomly sleep with you?
Ew.
But my favorite part of the headline was that they have bad breath.
What does it stink like? Did he say like ham sandwiches? Like what?
Smells like 3-day-old cock.
Smells like smegma.
Oh, it smells like. I would think it smells like cock and cigarettes because that was the other thing.
Cock and cigarettes.
They chain smoke.
Oh God,
that sounds like a song. I like cock and cigarettes.
There's a fucking sound clip I'm gonna play forever. Oh, you know I'm cutting that sound clip out.
Go right ahead.
That's gonna be part of your intro.
Oh, that's great. I like cock and cigarettes.
Is it possible to suck a dick and smoke a cigarette at the same time?
I bet. Knowing you and your perverted, like, sense, I'm sure you can find that on the internet. You know, like, if you saw, like, on Seinfeld, you saw Kramer drink a beer and smoke a cigarette. I don't see why you can shove a fat cock in your mouth and do it, too.
That's true.
You know, now, if, I've never tried it. I can't say for sure.
If you can secure this kind of an interview, what we'll do, this is what we'll do.
Sir.
We'll get a webcam.
Okay.
All right, we'll have them over here.
Okay.
And then we'll have them suck on a cock.
Okay.
It'll have to be yours, because I've got a girl, so.
Okay.
It's got to be yours.
You know, that's not cheating.
What are you doing over there? Stop playing with stuff. All right. So we'll have them over, and then we'll see if she can smoke a cigarette, suck a cock at the same time, and blow a smoke ring out the asshole.
Whoa. Now that's interesting. That would be a circus trick.
Like, imagine that.
You can go on tour with a trick like that.
Smoke the cigarette, inhale, blow it through, up through.
No, it wouldn't be a smoke. It would be a chocolate donut ring.
Blow it up through the pee hole and out the ass.
That'd be interesting.
Is all that stuff connected?
I would pay money to see that.
You would, wouldn't you?
Yeah, we're having a discussion in the car now, and a lot of people go out for massages and stuff. Now, my wife is lucky. Now, I got a very good wife. She said that, you know, when you go out for a massage, if you get a happy ending, it's not cheating.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Well, so different people have different opinions on what you're eating.
Yeah, no. So, like, she said it's part of the sensual release and that it's, you know, there's nothing sexual about it. And, you know, it's part of the massage and it relaxes you and gets rid of toxins.
Nothing sexual about coming.
No.
Okay.
Not in a massage.
Not in the massage. So she let you do this.
Yeah. But, you know, it's a fat, hairy Chinese lady. You know, you close your eyes and let it go. You know, some girls can work magic with their hands in some oil.
That's true.
You know, you don't even have to be attracted. They could just, they just know what they're doing.
So if a fat, hairy Chinese lady offered to give you a hand job and a happy ending, you'd let it go.
And a massage. And if it was, you know, if you had the lights on and stuff like that,
right?
You know, down low, candles, that new age music in the background. Set the mood. Yeah, you know, and she, you know, I'd close my eyes, and by the time I got around to the piche, probably be ready to go. You know, a lot of maneuver of body fluids and stuff, like, you know, like blood and stuff, all rushed down there. Oh, I'm straining you.
Yeah, I see. Jesus. Some more music for you.